Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It was just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray, let me shake hands with you. You came in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I tell you nothing but a couple of pints won't do, I'll tell you, you know.
He gets the foot behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man.
Yeah, welcome to the Donegal GAA podcast with Ocean FM. Paddy McGill here. So, a really disappointing day for the green and gold. The Tyrone men overcoming Donegal today in Brewster Park in Enniskillen by 6 points. We have reaction from Mark McHugh, Mickey Graham, Peter Canavan and Chris McNulty. But before that, let's look back at the action.
And a warm welcome indeed along to Brewster Park here in Enniskillen. Thompson now races into the Tyrone 45-metre line, has a runner if he wants it. To Thompson, plays a pick one two, and he's just dragged unceremoniously to the ground by Rory Brennan.
But was it, firstly, was it, it was inside the 21, so that's no issue. But was it a goal chance? I think he was actually going to, he was probably going to tap the ball over the bar. But here we go, we'll see it. Black card.
Joe McQuillan is giving a penalty to Donegal.
Michael Murphy is a big, big kick for him. He's kicked 2 frees out of 2 so far, so let's hope he can nail this into the back of Neil Moran's net.
Michael Murphy, he's going to step up. He's kicked many important goals for Donegal down the years. Oh, and he's missed this one. It comes off the post. Michael Langan looking for Michael Murphy. And well, Clint Sullivan clearly not at it. He's on a yellow card. I think he's going to be sent off here by Joe McQuillan. Donegal are going to be reduced to 14 men. I think he is, Mark.
I think it looks like he's going to, black card, which turns into a red. Michael Murphy's gone for the remainder of this game. These 3-5 margins are... Leave a big ass for Donegal the second half. They're a point down, and they've to go now in this blistered heat, Paddy, and really fight for their lives, fight to stay in this Ulster Championship.
At half-time, it's Tyrone 9 points, Donegal 8 points. Tyrone come up the far side with Tiernan McCann. They're 5 points up. They're going to go 6 points up. They certainly are. Tyrone are going to be playing Monaghan in the Ulster final in 2 weeks' time. McCann slotting that one over. There's the full-time whistle. Tyrone... 23 points, Donegal 1 goal and 14 points.
Peter, the great Peter Canavan, one of the best footballers of all time. You're heavily immersed, of course, with Tyrone, having a son involved, although he wasn't involved today. But what did you make of that?
Look, from a Tyrone point of view, it was great to see the boys come in for a serious bit of criticism after the Kerry game. We got a bit of a kickback against Calvin, but that was their first real test. And they came through it with flying colours. Granted, it was different circumstances, I suppose, from a Donegal point of view, in that they were a man down, and not just a man down, they were the main man down. But regardless, Tyrone's performance from start to finish, I thought there was passion in it. They played the game, they took the game to Donegal. From a Tyrone point of view, you have to be pleased.
Look, you're a good analyst, but I think sometimes maybe when Tyrone's playing, you're like me watching Donegal, it can be hard sometimes. But we felt that Donegal were the better team in the first 35 minutes and Tyrone went in a point ahead. What was your own feeling on that?
Well, Donegal had a couple of chances, maybe half chances for goals, but Darren McQuarrie was straight through for a goal chance as well.
No, we didn't see that one.
No, I would have thought it was evenly matched. Now, there's a few calls... were wrong either way. First of all, I'd say Donegal will feel hard done by that Michael McKiernan didn't get a black card for his foul. It could have been perceived as a trip on Neil McGee, so that would have changed the game dramatically if Tyrone had got a black card at that stage.
Michael Langan going through as well,
likewise. But just before that, it wasn't a penalty, and the replays will show that if you're given a black card for a pull down, okay, but it wasn't a clear goal scoring opportunity. In fact, I think Kieran Thompson was kicking for a point, but the foul after that, it was a foul on Michael Langan after that, and that, you know, Donegal can be aggrieved at that. And likewise, there was decisions at the other end. The throne, they were very, I know the throne management were very annoyed with the decision to send Kieran McGeary off and some of the frees that were given. But the big turning point obviously was Michael Murphy sending off. And I think Martin McHugh actually said it at half time that Michael's problem is that he's missed that much training, that his reactions and speed maybe is not as good as it should be, and it was two late tackles that cost him.
And look, I know you're a proud Tyrone man, but it'll be a difficult night for Michael Murphy, who owes Donegal football absolutely nothing. He's like you and Tyrone, he's a legend of the game, and it's very difficult, wasn't it, missing a penalty and then getting sent off?
Yeah, but many times could Michael Murphy say, leaving the pitch, that he let Donegal down. Seldom, if ever. So, absolutely, he owes Donegal nothing, but it's inevitable. I've been in that position myself, getting sent off when there's so much expected of you, and you can feel hard done by and all the rest. So you have to take the rough with the smooth, and from Michael Murphy's point of view, there's been much more smoothness, you know, in the way that he's played and his performance in Donegal than the rough.
Finally, what did you make of Donegal as a whole?
Much as expected from a point of view of their tactics and their line-out. Tyrone tried to push up on the kick-out. Sean Patton was brilliant in the first half. Second half, the extra man, Tyrone pushed up. From a tactical point of view, I was surprised that they kept Owen Band Gallagher in the full back line, because when he did come out to the half, you know, his pace always causes bother.
Won a few frees there.
He won a few frees, but he was instrumental in the goal that Donegal got. So to see him on his own 13-metre line marking Darren McCurry was a help from a Tyrone point of view. But apart from that, the other aspect that the boys was well prepared for was the impact that the Donegal bench made against Derry. So today they were determined that the impact would be the Tyrone bench, and I think you'd agree that Tyrone bench had a much stronger influence in the game than Donegal. So look, the other factor that has to come into it is Donegal today were trying to get into their 10th Ulster final in 11 years. That's unbelievable, to say the least, especially in a province like Ulster. So when it comes to hunger and drive, surely the team that hasn't, you know, has been playing second fiddle to Donegal for a long time is going to have an edge in that regard. So I would like to think that was probably a factor in today's result as well.
How's your own son, just before you go, I know?
He's not too bad. He's sitting up there in the crowd. You can ask him yourself.
We'll make it back for the Ulster final. On the Ulster final, then it's going to be a tough one.
Absolutely. I was at the game yesterday, and in the first half, Monaghan's football, their attacking style of football, was surreal to watch, and they were very clinical up front. In the second half, they tried to close it out, and when their backs were again the wall, Conor McManus stood up to give the ball to him. He won a few frees, he kicked difficult frees over the bar, so there was an attacking style up front that we haven't seen from them for a while, and there was the resilience and character that's needed as well towards the end of the game. So look, it's well set up, it looks like it's going to be Croke Park, so it's going to be a good Ulster final.
Good man, Peter Canavan, thank you for joining me here in the Donegal GAA podcast. Cavan manager Mickey Graham, a 6-point victory for Tyrone. What did you make of it?
Yeah, look, I suppose there's lots of talking points in that game. I suppose losing Neil McGee early on was a big blow to Donegal, and then obviously the missed penalty and the sending off straight afterwards. So probably had a huge bearing on the result. Donegal were 2 points up when they got the penalty, hit the post. Ball goes up the other side, up the other end, get a point, 1 point game, and then obviously Michael Murphy picks up a second yellow card. So I think the game turned on them couple of incidents.
By the time this podcast goes out, we'll all have a chance to see it on the TV screen, and we had a lot of people listening to us today and watching it on TV. They'd get a better view of it. But from your vantage point, the sending off, the yellow and the black, what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I thought maybe his first yellow was a wee bit harsh. I thought definitely the second one was a yellow card. It was a trip. It was just a mislaid pass that went astray, and he just stuck his foot out. And you know, caught the Tyrone player. So it was probably a second yellow, but, you know, I'd question maybe the first one. So, but look, there's going to be, I see even the penalty, this is the first penalty of the championship, I think, that it was given from, you know, that it was a clear goal scoring opportunity. So it was outside the box when the tackle was made, but was there enough bodies in and cover? I don't know. It'll be interesting to see it, the replays tonight.
I know he's your own county man, Joe McQuillan, your thoughts on that. I know Donegal supporters feel really aggrieved with a couple of decisions.
Yeah, as I said, you know, if you were Donegal, you're probably with Michael Murphy's first yellow card, you probably thought it was a wee bit harsh. But look, at, as I said, those decisions can turn a game, and it definitely swung that game here today.
And look, a big victory for Tyrone. But look, just come back to that first half, though. That when Donegal did lead 7-5, you mentioned the penalty and then the sending off. I mean, you know, as a manager, and Mark said to me, and you know 50 times more than me about this, but Mark says Donegal went in half time trailing by a point, and it's so demoralising on your management team, and you're, you know, a player, and you've been probably the better team, and you go in trailing.
Yeah, well, look, if you, that penalty had went in, it was a 5-point game at that stage, and you would have said there was no way back for Tyrone. Donegal probably would have looked after the ball and got to half time at 5 points up. But you know, these games can turn in these incidents, and we've seen it during the course of this championship. You know, they're just small margins, fine margins, and it's huge when it comes to championship football. And goal opportunities, when they presented themselves, you have to take them. And it was very uncharacteristic of Michael Murphy to miss a penalty. So you know, you just kind of felt maybe it was going to be Tyrone's day after that.
Yeah, what's a championship defeat like? Those first couple of days are, I would imagine, really, really difficult.
It is, and you know, you'll play 100 things over in your mind of what could you have done better, you know, different plays during the game that didn't go for you and could have went for you, and unfortunately you can't change them. So look, at you just have the time's a great healer, and as the days go by you start to reflect on, you know, what did go well for you and what didn't go well for you, and as a team where you can improve on moving forward. So this is difficult, it is hurtful, but like at the end of the day it's sport, and you just have to lick your wounds and get on with it.
Sure, and I think after this weekend, I think sport is always secondary, of course. Mickey Graham, we'll see you back with Cavan next year, hopefully not beating us in an Ulster final.
All going not well.
Mickey Graham, thank you for joining me here on the Donegal GA podcast.
Thank you.
Like, that was a big challenge early in the match. I don't think there was a yellow for that, because the yellow started to, it dished out fairly quickly after that.
No, exactly, it did, exactly. And, you know, as I say, we'd be disappointed. But at the end of the day, I mean, all we could focus on was what it was, the lads that were playing and the performance of David, and they gave everything for the Donegal jersey today. And ultimately, it caught up with us in the last probably 5-6 minutes, you know, battling with 14 men against 15 in those conditions. But listen, as I say, Tyrone move on, and, you know, we wish them well.
Very happy, Declan, how they've kind of picked their way through the challenge for a lot of it with 14 men. It was sort of very bad,
yeah,
stuff they were doing.
Yeah, exactly. No, there was some really big performances there in that second half, and men really stood up. And you know, natural leaders like Neil McGee wasn't there, and Michael Murphy wasn't there, but thought lads stood up, and you know, we took it back to a score. I think we had an opportunity to equalise close in 70 minutes, and we didn't take that, and ultimately Tyrone kicked on a number of points at the end. But no, I have to say, very proud of the effort, commitment that the guys put in, you know.
Before the years, Declan, I mean, you feel the last 2 years have been cheated a little by, just by the circumstances of losing one game and then, you know, another time.
Yeah,
you're listen, one of the top teams, they could have bounced back.
It's been difficult, there's no doubt. I mean, the last 18 months has been, you know, pretty difficult for everyone. And but it's, you know, today it was great to see a decent crowd coming back in to watch football again, and hopefully things are on the turn. But no, it's been disappointing and frustrating over the last 18 months, but it's been the same for everyone, so you know, we're not going to make any excuses for that.
So everybody, you've done your 4 years, will you sit down and consider what the future is holding?
Oh, listen, it's not even a time even to talk about it or look at it, quite honest. It's just frustrating. We'll just sit down and lick our wounds over the next couple of days, and we'll see what goes after that. But it's just disappointing. You know, you're disappointing. I've been involved in championship football a long, long time, and there's no worse feeling than being in a losing dressing room. And you know, but as I say, that's part and parcel of.
On a personal level, you feel for Michael. He looked. Look, he looked visibly disgusted,
you know,
leaving the pitch.
Ah, listen, Michael owes Donegal football nothing. Michael's been an absolute leader. He's been immense over the last 12, 13, 14 years, the length of time that he's been playing for Donegal. So he absolutely owes Donegal. Been frustrating for him out there this afternoon, no doubt about it. And, very frustrated that he got the card at that particular time. And but as I say, sometimes these things go for you and sometimes they don't, you know.
What about the Stephen McManaman? Didn't start him and then came on. Was that tactical or was that just where he was?
Listen, we just had the luck. We have a decision to make to put 15 players out in the field. Some days you have the luck at opposition, you have the luck at what you need coming off the bench. He was going to come in, but we didn't expect him to be in that early, to be quite honest, but that was it.
Were you happy enough with that period up before Murphy was sent off?
Absolutely. No, we were. I thought we were playing extremely well. We were, we were in control. We kicked the number. Nip and tuck. It was always going to be nip and tuck. It was always going to go down the final straight, we felt. But it was just difficult. Energy that was consumed by the 14 out of the field was always going to come up against you. And that's the disappointment.
Donegal Sports Hub, Chris McNulty. Well, Chris, it's never easy being knocked out of the championship. Is it a tough enough one to take?
Yeah, that's, I suppose, a pretty tough one in the circumstances where, Donegal played well over half an hour without Michael Murphy, Neil McGee coming off after just 5 minutes. And, it was a day you felt was going to go down to the wire, and it went down to the wire. And periods there, like, there was a key moment, Donegal missing a chance to draw a level just kind of before the end, and Tyrone reeling off those last five points of the game. It's a bitterly disappointing one to take, I suppose, especially given that there's no second chance. It was really win or bust, and unfortunately for Donegal's bust today.
We normally analyse a match over 70, 80 minutes now, I suppose matches are, but in this one, it's kind of almost difficult, isn't it, Chris, to take the match in its entirety, because we played for so long with 14 men in those conditions. And Mark McHugh said in commentary, it's so hard. And of course, missed a penalty all in the space of a couple of minutes.
Yeah, those moments, like, if you think when the penalty was missed, and they got, were two in front, and like in a game like that, if you'd gone five in front at that stage of the game at 15 v 14, as it was actually, because Rory Brennan had been black carded for the foul on Kieran Thompson, it would have been absolutely massive. And then Michael gets the red card, and then there was the moment the foul, or what we felt was a foul on Michael Langan by Frank Burns, seemed actually almost a worse foul than the one that was given. But Joe McQuillan in that instance, waving play on, but again, it's all ifs, buts and maybes at this stage, Paddy, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, the knives always come out after a championship defeat. The plasters are always ripped off, and talking to supporters, and they're questioning this and questioning that. And I suppose, look, it's Bonner's fourth year, and he didn't go into too much on his future in the press conference. What's your own thoughts on it?
Well, I suppose, as he said himself, it's not time to make decisions. But I suppose if you look at the manner of the last two championship defeats, like, Cavan was a bitter pill last year to swallow, wasn't it? And, even coming in, there was that lingering question of what if about last year. That sort of, there seemed to be that kind of hangover, that sort of hung over Donegal this year for a long period. What last year meant in terms of losing that game.
Because we never really get going this year, did we? It was an okay league. Morning should have beat us. Okay, comprehensive one over Down, but poor last week as well.
Yeah, we spoke about it, Paddy, after the Dublin defeat up in Breffni Park, and it was about last year and how it was going to affect Donegal coming into this year. And I suppose, look, the cards really weren't in their favour at all this year. Like, Michael's hamstring has been a point of discussion over the last 2 months now, really. And, he didn't feel he was ever 100% fit, or really 100% fit for battle. But, look, going back to the question about Declan, look, Declan's done 4 years now. For me, as I look at it now, it's always a long way back, I suppose, after championship defeat. But particularly in the context of what the landscape has been for the last 18 months or so with COVID and the restrictions and sort of the sort of chaos that has brought. You look at the mix-up without naming a couple of players there that are probably they're closer to the end of the line than they are to the start. But on the other side of that, there's still a pretty strong squad of Donegal footballers there. There's we saw the under-20s, all right, the second half didn't go their way on Friday night, but there's a pretty strong batch of Donegal footballers to pick from. And it certainly shouldn't be all doom and gloom, and Declan's got a big decision, he's a busy man, his work and all of that. It's a huge commitment, Paddy. I mean, the guy's got a day job as well, Monday to Friday, and to manage an inter-county team, especially one that's at the top table at Donegal's level. I mean, If you think about this, the club championship was going to get underway in a matter of weeks' time. That all of a sudden, even though it's downtime in terms, you're not a train, but you're out watching your players, you're out watching who's next. You're all the time on the go.
I say we have no idea.
I would say, you know, you're right, Paddy. You know, in terms of even analysing matches, like, you know, we leave here and that's pretty much it. But they're watching them maybe God knows how many times. They're dissecting little bits, you know, from your kickouts to your frees to your fouls to your everything's are just analysed in minute detail these days. And look, it's a huge job of work. Declan's put an awful lot into it. You know, it's his second time back and a lot has changed, I suppose, in terms of the time that he has to give it. And, you know, he has spoken about that a lot. And look, to come back is a huge, huge decision. But also, I suppose, and you know, if you feel you've left it behind, it's also an equally big decision to walk away. I'm not giving you a straight answer, but
and
it
you
is.
Have to see what's out there as well, Chris. Signs ain't change manager. And look, I think everybody needs a fresh voice in that, and perhaps he's taken them as far as he can, and sometimes a fresh voice, but it depends who that fresh voice is as well.
Well, there's also a thing, and it's probably, you know, it would be unfair to Declan to go into, you know, what would be out there. But look, if there were to be a change in the guard, there wouldn't be a wild queue at the door, I would suggest, you know, and that's again, I suppose, in the context of the manners that a guy would have to put into it. That being said, Donegal's an attractive proposition. They've been consistently for the last 11 years dining at the top table, you know, pretty much knocking on that door all the way through. They've still got some of the best players in the country are still wearing the Donegal shirt. Michael Murphy, you know, anybody in the right mind would want to manage Michael Murphy. You look through the team as well, like, you know, Ryan McHugh, Owen Ban Gallagher probably didn't hit the high notes this summer, but still among the, you know, in their positions and their places when they do hit those high notes, they are among the best in the business. And, you know, Patrick McBurdy, we saw what he's capable of last week. Like, you know, he pulled us out of the fire last week with that great point against Derry. But look, Donegal have a lot of questions, a lot of probably soul searching to do within themselves and within that group now, in terms of where they go, even, you know, the likes of guys in the backroom team, you know, where they go, players themselves that are
Rochford, of course, as well.
Absolutely, Paddy, and even for the players, you know, there's some players. I mean, Neil McGee was appearing today for the 192nd time in a Donegal shirt. I mean, what a servant he has been. And look, you wouldn't like to think that's the end for Neil. I know he did a great interview with Ciarán Keane a few weeks ago, and you know, I suppose easy maybe to say then, but there was no hint that Neil was at a close. We've seen his performances this year up to the injury today. Hopefully it's not as serious as maybe Declan was indicating, but there's still something there to give, I think, from him as well.
Finally, back to killing each other around the club championship in a couple of weeks' time. Does it mean the county final now will be the 15th of August, is that correct?
Not quite sure.
Yeah,
not
we need to go over it. Yeah,
so. Yeah. It's certainly going to be the first, I suppose, a strange set of circumstances where, you know, club managers are now into this year, and for Martin Regan and John McNulty, last year hasn't quite ended. It's a bit strange, but yeah, look, you know, for those players, they'll go back into their clubs. I'm sure next week there'll be a couple of rounds of All County League, and, you know, before we know it, we're in the cut and thrust of club championship. I mean, we're in the middle of July now. It's not going to be all that long, dare I say, till winter setting in, and we're ready to go again. I mean, look, the other thing, Paddy, who knows what, you know, we've seen in the last year and a half, like, what, you know, the change in landscape and what it means for, you know, we've seen a lot of games in Donegal called off this weekend alone, and, you know, I think a dozen, 13 games called off this weekend in Donegal alone. There's talk that the CCC are going to have a look at what it's going to mean for the league and stuff. So, look, we just don't know off the field what ramifications are going to go from off the field to sort of impact on our calendars over the next 6 months going into what we hope will be McKenna Cup in January and maybe some normality.
I'll be back to annoying the Donegal journalists in January, February. I'm going to give you a 6 or 7 month break now. Chris McNulty, Donegal Sports Hub. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paddy.
That's it for this weekend's edition of the Donegal GAA podcast. So huge disappointment for Declan Boner's Donegal, crashing out to Tyrone by 6 points in Brewster Park in Enniskillen. A huge shout out to our sponsors, Donegal Plumbing and Heating, O'Lahy Road, Donegal Town, and to Ryan Bailey on production. We are taking a little bit of a break for around 4 weeks, but we are returning. Of course, we will have the club championships to look forward to. And of course, first up will be the 2020 unfinished county final between Neve Connell and Kilcar. So we will talk to you in around 4 weeks. And a massive thanks to you, all our listeners.
Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.